Rescuers continue to search for victims who are missing after flash floods in southwestern Arkansas claimed the lives of 19 people. That includes 6 children. State police say one person is still missing. Heavy rain in the region triggered some flash floods at the Caddo and Little Missouri Rivers early on Friday morning. Campers in the region were caught by surprise, many of them still sleeping, as river water swelled almost 20 feet between midnight and 6 a.m. We turn now to Amy Upshaw, a reporter for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. She's been covering the flood. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand this is a relatively remote area. How is the search going, and do we know how many people could possibly be missing?
It's an extremely remote area in the Ouachita National Forest. There's absolutely no cell service for at least 12 miles around that area. The search will continue this morning. They're looking for one more person that we know of, and we believe it to be a child. That number has really kind of varied, and law enforcement now think that's because people were camping in other parts of the forest and did not realize what was going on.
Was this a recognized flood zone?
It had been prone to flood. The first two rows of cabins in that area were on pilings or stilts, but no one had ever seen it flood like this. They described it as a 100-year flood.
So the water level rose almost 10 feet. Clearly, people were caught by surprise. Was there any way to have gotten prior warning that maybe somebody missed something?
We actually have looked at that. They're saying that the water actually rose 20 feet in about 4 hours. The National Weather Service, sometime after 11 p.m. on Thursday, did realize that there was going to be a major issue, and there was contact made with law enforcement. But because this is such a remote region and there's no an official park ranger on duty, they were all kind of caught by surprise, especially considering most of them were sleeping.
So the floodwaters have receded at this point?
They have receded, but the searchers are still having to deal with extremely high temperatures and rugged terrain, and there's a lot of debris that they're having to go through to look for survivors and bodies.
Amy Upshaw, of course, you say this is a very remote area. Is it so remote that it's out of range, say, for most cell phone use? If the National Weather Service had gotten to law enforcement and had gotten to rangers, could they have called campers and said, clear out, if somebody was registered to be in the area?
No. From what I understand, campers there have told us that to get good cell service, you have to drive 12 miles from the campsite to get a signal.
Well, Amy Upshaw of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, if people are calling this a 100-year flood, are they seeing this as something that where they don't have to take different measures to prevent this kind of tragedy from happening again?
They're actually saying that they are, right now they're focusing on the recovery efforts, but they say once that's done, they will sit down and try to figure out what could have been done differently and if there are some warning measures that need to be put in place.
And are they reserving that to just this one particular area, or has this had made people more aware of these rivers entirely, the Caddo and the Little Missouri River? Do you think perhaps they might expand that investigation into other areas?
Well, we're still looking at that and asking those questions. There are dozens of extremely remote campsites in Arkansas. It's a nature-friendly state, and there are lots of other regions that experience similar issues and are along rivers, so that does need to be looked at.
Amy Upshaw, reporter for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.